Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been kind of saddened by the events that we've been reading about and studying about in 1 Samuel chapter 2. But I want you to know that something else is brewing in this passage. Dropped within this story of Eli's sons are glimpses of a growing Samuel and the promise of a faithful priest. The text tells us that Samuel, as a boy, would wear a linen ephod, the garments of a priest. The text tells us that while Eli's son's sin was very great in the sight of the Lord, that young Samuel was growing in the presence of the Lord. And the text tells us that while all the people of Israel knew the sins of Hophni and Phinehas, that Samuel was growing in favor with the people and with God. No drama, no fanfare, just little droplets of information about this unassuming little boy growing up in the temple. So why does the author arrange the text in this back and forth way? Well, I think he wants us to see that in the darkness of the situation, God was working in a quiet and consistent way. And this type of growth usually doesn't happen with fanfare. I'm sure that many in Israel, particularly in Shiloh, thought that all was lost for Israel. But the narrator is reminding us and teaching us that God is raising up another one, a godly one. Del Ralph Davis tells a story about a B-17 bombing run over a German city during World War II. Nazi anti-aircraft flak hits the gas tanks of the bomber, but there was no explosion. The morning after the raid, the pilot went down to ask the crew chief for the shell that had hit the gas tank. He wanted it for a souvenir. And the crew chief indicated that there were 11 unexploded shells in the gas tank. The shells had been sent to the armorers to be defused. The intelligence had picked them up. The armorers had found that the shells contained no explosive charge. They were empty, all but one, and it contained a rolled-up note written in Czech. Someone was found on the base who could read the Czech note, and it read this way: "This is all we can do for now." So there were some Czechs who were forced to work in the munitions plant for the Nazi war effort. They didn't try to blow up the plant or assassinate Hitler. They simply didn't put charges in some of the shells that they had produced. It was all very quiet and unnoticed, but it worked salvation all the same. This is God's way with His people sometimes. Not all of His work is thunder and lightning. Sometimes it is whispers. And it happens in the shadows, quietly, in the serving in the kitchen, in the nursery, in the upper room chambers with no announcements or sign-up list or in places no one ever sees. And this should give us hope for our day or when we think things are hopeless. God is working to lift up His people. We see it here in the text in the raising up of Samuel. As you pray today, please remember Sean Pasley and his family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Kinyarwanda LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Rwanda.